Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not finished yet, because I'm reminded of a story. Jesus
was in the Garden of Gethsemane, getting ready to be crucified. He was a little bit discouraged. He didn't want to do it. He said, "Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass. But nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." He went up to Calvary.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International Outreach Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the author of this ministry. I am Evangelist Tanya Johnson, and I greet you all tonight with peace and with love. And we just thank God for that song there that you heard. That was the hymn being sung by Ricardo. Ricardo, our brother Ricardo, and we just thank God for him on tonight. So we want to give a shout out to Zicardi, I mean, not Ricardo, Zicardi Cortez. And we just thank the Lord for how he's steady moving and what he's doing in our lives. And God is just great. And I just want to say God bless to all of our guests that are listening in, everybody that's listening in all of Africa, those of you from A to Z in Africa, around the world. We just want to say God bless you tonight. To all of you in the UK, those that's in Italy, wherever you may be at, in the United States of America, in Trinidad, Tobago, Jamaica, Barbados, wherever you may be listening in tonight, we just want to say God bless you all. You have tuned in once again tonight into a program. We're going to get started in a few minutes. We just thank God for our brother, Shagan Obey. A lot of you know him. I see he's well known there in Nigeria. I've been getting a lot of messages to tell him that they are listening in tonight. And a lot of people were saying he was their music director. And, I mean, it's just great feedback on tonight. So we just want to say God bless to all of you that are listening in, even there in Greece. We want to say God bless to Switzerland on tonight and to all of you there in Africa, as I stated, those in Nigeria that is listening in right now, wherever you at in Africa. We want to just say God bless to those of you through the Twitter. We just want to say God bless. We thank God for how he's steady yet moving by his spirit. And I'm telling you, it's just awesome, just awesome. We just thank God for miracles on top of miracles, on top of miracles. And tonight we have a great program of our brother. You're going to be hearing a lot of his music. You're going to hear a great interview of him, and then as well as other artists' music being played as well. And I also want to mention, for our brother, the video of Good God, I believe I'm saying the name of it right, with our brother Master Don there in Italy, and Spice. We thank God in 4 days, I do believe he was saying 4 days, the video is going to be out. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see it. So we just thank God for that. Be on the lookout, those of you on Facebook. I guess it'll be on the YouTube as well. So we just thank God for that. I wanted to make mention. I want to give a shout-out to Master Down on tonight, to Silva, to Minister Cynthia on tonight, to all of you that are listening in. We're just so grateful. We thank God for all of you. I have my brother, Rayshon, on. We're going to be clicking him on in a few minutes. And like I said, we're waiting for Shagan to call in and everything. So while we're waiting, and we'll be going to my brother's line in a minute, we're going to hear a great song. A lot of y'all know it's been rocking the charts. Paula Cotty and God's Image, and we're going to be right back.
Ewa go mi Monique wago unzi mupeso Abani ewa ewa o Oni ewa iteka dainyo la ulo arawa Abani ewa ewa o Oni ewa iteka dainyo la ulo arawa Nisori I will roll on the Adamio. Molo did a dotty, sure. Nisori, I will roll on the Adamio. Molo did a dotty, sure, lay me.
By Uzama, and then we have Divine coming up. And then we're just going to go in between. So we're going to do Uzama right now, I Live to Worship. And right after Uzama, we're going to click in my brother, Rayshon, and then we're going to click on Shagun Obey for tonight. And then we're just going to be listening to his music as well as other artists' music. So right now, starting us off is I Live to Worship by Uzama. And we'll be right back.
It reminds me I was born to worship. I'm made to worship. I'm made for worship. I love to worship.
All right, we thank God. That was our first place winner from the top 12 countdown. That was Uzama and I Live to Worship. And we just thank God. I'm telling you, I thank God for our guests. I see my brother, station manager, Caleb Foster, on the line with us from 1440 AM WDRJ here in Detroit. Also, our brother, Rayshon Wilder. And we have the man of the hour that's on with us, which is a gospel recording artist of Nigeria. With the Shagan Obey, and we thank God we're going to click them all on now. Before we click them on, y'all, let's just say a quick word of prayer, because I see the devil got us twisted. And what I mean by that, somebody might be laughing. It's like I can hear my brother Caleb cracking up laughing, seriously, because he know how I am, you know. But I just got word, you know, some disturbing news, you know what I'm saying, from a brother. We need to really pray for his son, seriously. This is something that's not to be overlooked, and we just got that in just now. And then my daughter, you know, I'm not glad that she got sick, but she wasn't feeling well, so she didn't go to school today, and her school was on the news just a little while ago talking about there was a gunman in their school, and they had the school on lockdown. You know, the devil got us twisted, seriously. So right now we're going to go into some heavy-duty prayer. I got to do this right now, and we're going to pray for these airwaves right now, because I can feel, you know, it's just like evil. You know what I'm saying, how you can just feel like the enemy is getting angry because something is about to drop. I had a brother left a message early. He said, sis, I'm so excited. I don't even know why I'm so happy. He said, I didn't get any good news or nothing like that come today, but I'm just so excited. I said, you know why? Because God is about to do a drop-off. Flat out, he's dropping blessings upon us, and so we're excited and we're getting happy. And when we're excited and we're happy like that, the devil don't like that. He try to come, you know what I'm saying, and block us. And I've been recovering from this surgery, but yet still going through in my body. And I'm like, oh no, back up, seriously, because we're on the move and we're gonna be about the move. So right now, I want to pray. Right now, we need to pray. Right now. Because the devil is a lie. And I'm telling y'all, this is our breaking forth right now in Jesus' name. And we have already broke through, but we are breaking forth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Whether the devil likes it or not, we will be who God has called us in our families. It don't matter what your son doing, what your daughter doing. If God said he has called them and he's going to use them, you better run with that promise. Glory to God. We cannot let the enemy get another space today. No way. It draws the line right here. So right now, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us all, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. I plead the blood of Jesus over every home, hallelujah, over every room, on every floor, in every whatever, in the cars, around the engines, the windows. We plead the blood of Jesus over all the schools in all the countries, the cities, the states. We plead the blood over the door, in the entrance, on the floors, in the corners, on every floor, in every classroom, over the principals, over the teachers, over the students. Glory to God. Over the school buses, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. We lift your name on high tonight, God. We come together touching and agreeing, knowing that all is well in our homes, knowing that all is well in our schools, knowing that all is well in our ministries, knowing that all is well in our finances, in our bodies, in our loved ones. God, we just thank you for the movement that you are doing right now, and we thank you for your whirlwind that is tearing down in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that no weapon formed against us that it shall not prosper. in the name of Jesus. God, I lift up your artists. I lift up your people. I lift up your ministers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, from all over the world, from A to Z, in the countries, in the cities, in the states, God. And Lord, I ask that you will keep moving by your spirit in everyone's life on tonight, God. Lord, I thank you. I praise you. That all is well. I thank you, God, that every plot, that every scheme of the enemy is shut down now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you on the night, God. Let your fire, glory to God, fall now. Fall down in the schools right now, God. Let your fire fall down in every home tonight. Let your fire fall down, God, in the hospitals, in the hospital room. Look over in the mental institution. We bind up that spirit of suicide now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for life. We thank you for life, God. Hallelujah. The devil is a lie. Glory to God, Lord. We thank you for the life on tonight. We thank you, God, that every plot of suicide, that every plot of stabbing and shooting and taking pills and jumping off the cliff. Oh, God, we thank you. Loose the war angels now, God. We thank you. We do a drive-by tonight in the camp of the enemy. And we're shooting down every spirit of suicide. We're shooting down, hallelujah, every spirit of doubt. We're shooting down the spirit of fear, oh God. We're shooting down the sickness, the cancer of spirit that's going around and people being taken off by it. We shoot it down, God, with your word that you said by your stripes that we are healed. We shoot it down with no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We shoot it down with Luke 10:19, that you've given us power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and all over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Glory to God. I feel your fire, God. And as I lay my hands on this computer, Lord, I ask that your fire will ricochet now. Hallelujah. That it will fall upon that troubled home. That it will fall down on that troubled heart tonight. That it will fall down, hallelujah, in the schools. Lord, let your peace abide in the front door to the back. Glory to God. And Lord, we thank you that even in the school today of my child, God, that no one got shot. That no one got hurt, God. But Lord, we thank you. And we praise you, Lord. Lord, we on the mission. We on the mission. And we thank you for the assignment that you have given us over that lowdown snake of the devil. And we thank you, God, that you said that we are winners. Hallelujah. The devil is defeated, but we are winners and we are victorious. Glory to God. And we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord. I thank you, God. I thank you for what you're doing in my body right now. Glory to God. I thank you for every pain ceasing and lifting up. Glory to God, this is your body. Hallelujah. Heal, God, right now. Heal those that's in the hospital, those that's listening in all over the world, God. Whatever may be going on in their bodies, God, we thank you for divine healing. Falling right now. God, we thank you, and we praise you. We give you the honor, and we give you the glory, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your move, and we are moving forward in you. Glory to God. We thank you, God, that we will not be stopped. But we will keep moving, despite what's going on, despite what it looks like. We still moving on, God, in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you on tonight, and we praise you. And we give you the honor, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Whew, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Lord, I lift up my brother that's been asking for a special request tonight. On the behalf of his family, God. Lord, you know what's going on, and you see what's happening. And we thank you, God, that that plan of the enemy is canceled. It is canceled right now. In the name of Jesus, it's canceled. And we thank you, and we just praise you, and we give you the honor and glory. Amen and amen. My God, y'all, I had to go there tonight. I'm telling you, I'm sitting up here was getting ready to, you know, get started with our guests on tonight, and then I got a couple of, you know, news about what went on, and I said before we get started on anything on this program tonight, we're going to pray. I'm telling you because this is something. This is something. I'm telling you, we not going to back down. We're going to keep on moving. And so right now I'm clicking on our station manager. I'm clicking on your mic. God bless you, Caleb.
Amen.
God bless you. Our brother Shagan Obey, are you there?
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. And now we got Rayshon, our brother Rayshon. You there, Rayshon?
I'm here. Praise God.
My God, y'all. I'm telling you, all three of y'all mics on tonight, and I'm telling you, I had to go in that prayer. I felt that thing. When I was praying, I could just, whew, I just could feel. You know what I'm saying? Some stuff being torn down tonight. Seriously, the devil thinking
Amen.
He have people, and he thinking he got them cornered. But we here to let him know that we see him and that the high beams is on him tonight. And we see where he coming, and we know where he's finna go. And so we just thank God for all of y'all tonight. And I'm going to let our brother Shagan Obey have words. And then right after you, Shagan, we'll have Rayshon have some words, and then Caleb, and then we're going to go from there. So God bless you, Shagan. We're so glad to have you on the air tonight. My God, you have a lot of fans. My inbox is, like, packed.
With all kinds of messages.
When I posted up and said you were going to be on, so many people were just blessed. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. And so we thank God that they're saying in Nigeria that that they are listening in. They are saying God bless you, that they love you. And I'm telling you, it's just an awesome thing. It's a few people. We thank God for our brother Charles Afuani there in Nigeria, and also
Lagos,
our other brother there in South Africa, Heike, Somnus Heike. He was saying that to let you know that not only are you awesome, but he said that you inspired him to sing right
wow.
from the Winners Chapel.
Oh, wow.
A lot of them are saying that from they remember the Winners Chapel. I think it's Raji Obai says at the Youth Convention of 98.
Yeah, the Youth Convention. That's right. That's right. I remember that.
Yes. Well, he remembers you. And then also Charles Afuani, he said that you was his music director, you know,
oh, wow.
Being there in the Winners Chapel. And so they wanted to give you a shout-out, and then we have a Boogie there in Nigeria says you are the bomb. So, I mean, there's so many people is just saying, you know, with leaving messages. I can't read them all, so many of them, but I just wanted to give you a few. And then we have also Timmy Tope Francis there in Nigeria.
Yeah,
I think you know their song, Bye Bye Shea Buffet.
Yeah, I know that song.
There. Yes, he says to tell you hello, and he's listening in as well. So we just thank God for your life on tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and let you reintroduce yourself and talk a little bit about what God is doing in your music here.
Well, glory to God. First of all, I'd like to give a shout to you, the angel. I call you the angel of music. You have been an inspiration since the day I met you. I thank God for Minister
yes.
Philip George. Right here in Maryland, who made the connection possible sometime on Sunday. And I'm so excited about, you know, being on air right now because God is about to do a new thing in the lives of, you know, people out there listening to us tonight. God is about to reshape some broken homes. God is about to put things together that was lost. Even as you listen to us tonight, there is power available
yeah.
for you to come out of that situation and that circumstance that you find yourself in right now. I thank God for Nigeria. That's where, you know, I'm from. And you know, I've been doing my music for about 18 to 20 years out there. And, you know, I'm privileged by God to come out here and share a little bit of what it is that I've been doing out there in Nigeria.
Yeah.
So it is an honor and indeed a pleasure to be on air with you. Glory to God.
Wow. Amen, amen. Well, we thank God, like I said, for you being here in the States. Rayshon, is there anything you would like to say? Now, Rayshon is a great brother of mine here. Everybody know him around the world for doing the videos. we always doing videos and everything, and people are enjoying them. You know, we always posting up something. So, Rayshawn, you know you got to say something to something, everybody out there listening.
Well, first, I would just like to say praise God. Wow. Just, you know, this past season in my life has been, it's been an amazing season. And just the love of God, being able to experience the love that Christ has for us, and to understand that the love of God is so amazing, and it keeps you, and it propels you to go to another level. It propels you to go deeper in who God is. And so I just want to encourage everyone to continue to seek God, continue to seek out who He is. You know, and I tell people that in order to know who you are, you have to find out who Christ is, because our identity is hidden in Christ. And in God is the love, because He is love. So the more that you know God, the more you're going to know love. The more that you know love, the more free you'll be to share that love of Christ. And I'm telling you, I just want to say that you are such a blessing. I love you so much. Praise the Lord. And we always have a good time, especially when we're making the videos.
Yeah, that's right.
But I just really want to encourage everyone, let's keep running this race. Let's keep enduring. Let's continue to fight the good fight of faith, because Jesus has already overcame, so we too are overcomers, and we just have to walk in it. And there's so much more that God has for us, but it's up to us to actually walk out what He has for us, for us to allow those plans to come forth, because God did His part. Now it's up to us to do ours. So I love you all. Tanya, you're such a blessing. I love you, sis. And, yeah, praise God.
All right. Well, you know, brother, I love you too. And, you know, we got to get to hanging. We got to get to hanging. So
yeah.
I thank God. You know, like I said, it's been a lot going on. I had to pray that prayer because I was under attack earlier. I think I told you, brother, I wasn't feeling the best. I don't know what was going on. It felt like somebody took a bucket of ice and just threw it on me. And I began to shake, and I felt my body going through some stuff like fever and different. I'm like, oh, no. Then my dad came over, and he checked on me. And he walked to the door, and he was like, hey, girl, what's going on? And I was bent over a little bit. And I was like, Dad, I'm still speaking this thing that I am recovering. I'm getting good, you know. And he said, well, you know, yeah, you are. And he said, it just turned 2 weeks. You know, just turned 2 weeks. You still healing. You know, you can't expect things overnight. And I'm like, I understand that. But, you know, I need to feel better than this. I'm like, because this is not good. You know, and I said, I'm just going through this and I'm going through that. And I said, well, maybe I need to go back to the doctor and find out what's going on, because, I mean, I know I'm still recovering, but you know your body. And, you know, in different situations, it's like, we ain't going to have this issue start coming up. And then something else happening, and then you got fever and all kind of problems. So I began to try to shake that thing. And then I laid in my bed, and I felt so weak. And I thought I was going to have to text Shagun and say, honey, we have to do this another day. But then I began to think about the warrior that I know that God said that we are. And
come
I began
on,
to reach down somewhere, and I began to say, Lord, you have given me that broadcast. And I know I have to have wisdom in this recovering. I know that I can't overgo it. I know I can't overdo it. I know I have to rest to get my body as A1. I said, but the word has already been put out for tonight. We got to do this. Give me strength. My God, and he began to strengthen me. I sat up in my bed, and I ate a banana. I don't know if it was in the banana. I know it was him, too, though. But I ate that banana, and I began to shoot up, seriously. Like I felt like Popeye eating on that spinach, Popeye the Sailor Man. And I just felt like a zing went through my body, and that's why I began to pray like I did tonight and just give God glory for what he is doing, because I'm not going to be stopped. You know about that. And see, the devil don't want us doing this. He don't want us to be on the airwaves tonight glorifying God. You know what I'm saying? He don't want us to say, Shagun, you an awesome brother, and, you know, we want this music to be heard throughout the world tonight. He don't want that. He want to keep it shut down, but we say the devil is a liar. We are all here tonight Glory to God.
Glory
and
to
I thank God,
God
that
God
I am
forevermore.
Sitting here feeling a lot better in my body. God has given me strength. He has given me an energy pill. I just took a spiritual energy pill, and I thank God for that on tonight. And I thank God for doors opening right now for you, Shaker. I've been praying all day for God to do it for you, and I know he's going to do it. I've seen it happen with many others. He's going to do it for you. I'm telling you, just get ready. God is on the move. Hallelujah. And I'm thank him. I'm so honored that you are on with us tonight. And Rayshawn, I thank you for joining me, because I was telling Rayshawn, I said, you got to hear this, brother. I could see Rayshawn loved worship. Yeah, he listened to the gospel rap and all of that, you know. But Rayshawn is a worshiper. Seriously. You get in his car, you ain't hearing all that boom to the boom to the all the time. You listen to, he listens to that boom to the, when I get in there, he'll listen to it. But other than that, he likes worship. You know, I'm telling you. When he get in there, he hearing all that fast and stuff. I love worship too. You know what I'm saying? I love it all. But he know what I'm saying. But when you really listen to him, listen to what he listens to, he's in the worship shaking. And I'm telling you, we pray that if you come here, you got to meet him. And I'm telling you, he's an awesome brother of worship. And God is using him. He's going to be going to Mexico. Am I right? You're going to Mexico next month sometime.
Yes, in a few weeks, actually.
Yeah, so we just, God is just using him. He, you know, he's traveling all around the world. And so we just thank God, Shagan, for you, for your life. Now, what I want to play first, you got to hear this. I'm telling you, Rayshawn, when you hear this music, I'm telling you, I don't even know what to start off first. I'm going to let you.
Oh,
I'm
going to
let you. I don't even know where to start off. I'm serious. Shagan, we're going to let you pick it out. Should we do Worship Medley 2, or should we do the Worship Medley Part 1, or Still Standing first, or the other song? The other song, Don't Tell Me. I'm going to say it. I'm going to see if I can pronounce it.
Alewi
Lache.
You got it going on, but I think it's
trying to make
you
feel good, y'all out there.
He's
like, no. He got proper with it, so he's like, no.
It's Ale Willeche.
Ale
Willeche.
Ale Willeche.
That's right. And it means a God that speaks a word and brings it to pass. And that kind of goes with the prayer that you prayed a while ago, and that God would do something miraculous in your body and, you know, quicken your mortal body. You know, you will not feel sick anymore. You will not feel pain because the power of God is about to reach out. In fact, it's reaching out as we speak, and it's touching every part of your body. You can't be sick because you are God's vessel. And, you know, the way you encourage people all over Africa, all over the world, play music, you know, that blesses lives and touches all kinds of situations. I know that God will not keep you down, you know, in sickness. So you are about to rise up from that sickness. Well, I think we should start with Still Standing, you know, because that is prophetic.
Okay, so start with that song first.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what should we go into second? Because what I was going to do was I was going to play two songs back to back, then click you back on, and we get with the other one.
Okay, we could do Still Standing and then Ale Willeche. Let's go that way.
Okay, and then the next two we're going to, oh, man, see, I see where he going on this. See, y'all, what he doing, he trying to give us a tease at the beginning, and then we're going to be knocked down, seriously, Rayshawn, in the other part, because that's going to be part one and two of worship. So we finna be on flames tonight. So I'm looking for somebody on tonight. When you hear this music, you should not be feeling depressed. We should not be still saying that I'm feeling bad and I'm going through and I don't know if I'm going to make it, because this is some power coming tonight. And right after we hear these songs and we hear some more of our awesome brother, you know, speaking to us, then we will go into some more music. But we thank God for you, Ashaka. And I wanted to do this with you because you are here in the States.
That's
so
right.
Not only are we heard all over the world in the countries, but we're also heard here in the States. So somebody somewhere may be sitting back here in the city or somewhere in Chicago or somewhere, never heard of you, but they're going to hear tonight. And
that's
so
right.
We
that's
just
right.
Thank God. So that's why I labeled the links the way I did. I put your name on the links to let them know that this is a night that we are doing this with you as well, with the other nations being heard as well. So right now, I'm going to put you and Rayshawn on hold, and we're going to go to these two wonderful songs back to back, and then we're going to come back and click you both back on. Rayshawn, get ready.
All righty. I'm ready.
All right. All right. Well, I'm going to put y'all on hold, y'all listening in from around the world. We thank God you're going to hear these first two songs by our brother, and we will be right back.
They speak words they don't mean. They are gods, but cannot see. But in you, we know we have full confidence. You are the one I'm living for. I love by we at
All right. I'm telling you, that is awesome. Awesome. We thank God. I'm about to bring them back on. Let's see. Wow. We thank God. I see we got our brother Philip on with us too as well. Are you there, Philip? You there, Philip?
Yes, I am.
How you doing?
Hey,
how you doing, Tyan?
Oh, doing better. Doing a lot better. I'm telling you.
That was an amazing
song.
My God.
Wow. Shane, are you still there with us?
Oh, I'm right here. It's good to hear Philip George join us, you know, right now. Awesome.
Yes, it is.
How you doing, Shane?
Wow.
Oh, I'm good, man. Whoa, that's my man right there, y'all.
That's right.
Yes, he is the reason why we
met. That's right.
Yes, he is the reason, and I thank him for that. I really appreciate it. It was just, you know, a great connect, Philip, and I just thank God for you. It's just awesome. And so, Rayshon, what did you think? I hear you kind of quiet back there.
That was awesome.
That's a blessing.
You know, Tanya, the funny thing is, I was just talking to someone earlier today, and we were just talking about how you really don't have true, pure, and intimate worship anymore. You know, and I mean that was some awesome worship. And, bro, I take my hats off to you. I'm like, dude, one, he sounds American. Two, this dude can sing.
Yes, he does, Tony. I'm like, show proof that you, show proof, because we don't believe it.
Oh, Rashawn, I thank you so much. And, you know, the project was produced by none other than Philip George himself. Still Standing was produced by Philip George. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, this worship, Rayshon, you have not heard the worship yet. See, that was just a little tease. That's what I call it.
Wow.
We got teased tonight, y'all, with a little of the music. We ain't really heard Shaygun yet.
Hey,
we
love
got to hear him. And so, you know, it's something that, I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm not exaggerating. This is really the truth. I'm serious. I think I listened to that song, that worship medley, part two, so much in the last couple of days. I want to say, brother, when I got up this morning, I heard it in my head playing.
Oh,
for real.
Oh.
It was just like a stereo turned on. And anytime I can hear some music like that and stuff is being played in my head, my God, seriously, this is some awesome worship. And I'm praying, seriously, because it needs to be heard not only in Nigeria, but it needs to be heard here in Detroit. It needs to be heard in Chicago. It needs to be heard all over the world, in Hong Kong, in the Philippines. You know what I'm saying? It needs to be heard.
Yes.
I just thank God that it's a lot of talent, you know, out there. It's a lot of artists that are saying, I am only heard in my country, but nobody else heard me. Nobody knows who I am. But that's why I thank God, because he let me know that, you know, the artists, the music that I play, y'all going to have household names. God is giving you a household name.
That's right.
Be known. God is going to shoot you there.
Amen.
And so I thank God that you're going to be shot up in that place that he wants you to be. Seriously.
Amen.
And I say the same thing to you, Rayshon. You know what God is about to do in your life, and also to you, Philip, and those that's listening in. God is shooting you to the next level.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Be prepared, and that when it happens, that we will not walk in fear, and that we will not be intimidated by the enemy, because he is with us, and he's holding our hands. He's with us, and I thank him, and he's going to provide. He's going to make provision, you know, and it's going to be easy. It's not going to be hard to us, and so I just thank God for that. Philip, anything you want to say? Since you just adding in on the program, I know you can't stay long because you got service, but is there anything you would like to say?
First of all, I'm just honored to be out here, be a part of this move. I believe God has released the spirit of worship even to the body of Christ in this time and season, and it is our duty as worshipers to make sure we operate in the right spirit, to make sure we carry worship to the word and bring the word to worship. And I'm just so honored to be a part of who and those that God is sending, and to be a part of this team that's on here right now on the radio. But also, I wanted to also say that Shadwell and I will be friends for a little while, and he's an amazing worshiper. He's one of the worshipers that I know I would be comfortable with just playing behind the piano, because I know he has the true heart for God, the true heart of worship. You know, God said David is a man after my own heart. He's a man after God's own heart. By reason of fellowship with him in the past close to 20 years, I've seen that in process. Matter of fact, we're watching the DB today. He had a concert a couple of months ago, Shadwell, I believe.
Yeah, about 2 months ago.
Yes, we're watching the DVD today. The DVD today, just this afternoon, and the presence of God was just so tangible in the room.
That's right.
And two of us had to stand up. We stood up, just watching the same DVD. We couldn't sit down because the presence of God was so
it was
so heavy in the room.
It was awesome. Yeah.
And I was like, wow. This DVD we did a couple of months ago, and it just. There wasn't so many people in the room, and he said something that was so true. He said the presence of God was so much in the room, and now it's even still. I think we could still feel it as if we were there.
Yeah,
we were there, but now we're still feeling it as if we're there at that particular moment. And
that's right.
And that's what
that's
I believe.
Right.
You know, the church should—we're not just ministers. We're not just singers, but we're ministers. You know, so I'm just excited. Ty, I'm so grateful to God on your behalf, because you're doing a mighty and awesome thing in this time, pushing and announcing to the world, true worshipers, announcing to the world that I have music in all over the world that will bring worship, you know, to his people. And I pray that God will keep giving you more grace, wisdom, ideas, and power, authority, and make you a voice in this season and in this end time.
That's right.
You know? And I just bless God for all your lives.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm not sure who Ray is, but I'm so glad to hear you, because I heard you talking about worship.
Yeah, Rayshon. Yes, Rayshon. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Where are you from, sir?
I'm from here, Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, wow.
He's the brother that had things set up for Uchi when he was here last year. We had the concert actually at Rayshon's church.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
That's cool.
Oh,
yeah,
I was supposed to be there.
Like,
I couldn't make it out.
Yeah, you were supposed to be. And then I would have known that our brother Shagan was here. He would have been here. Oh my God, what in the world? When he told me he was here for 6 months, I like to just pass out. I'm like, what in the world? What? But God got another plan, though.
No, it ain't too late. God is up to something, I believe.
That's what I'm saying. He is. He up to something. That's the truth.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
He is. He really is. And I thank God, because I was sitting up the other day, and I did mention it to our brother, Rayshon. Rayshon, remember I did mention to you about what I had heard when I was laying down. I heard the overflow of worship. Remember I told you that, Rayshon?
Oh,
it's an overflow of worship And that's where God has taken us to. Nothing wrong for the gospel rap and the gospel reggae. Ooh. Nothing wrong with that. But right now, God is calling us to the overflow of worship, you
wow.
know. And it is going to be such an overflow. As I was telling Shagun, I said, you know, I see him even singing and God just using him to where he's not even going to be singing what he thought he was going to sing. But God will birth a new song right there where he's singing.
Okay.
God is going to do it. You know, he's going to do it. I believe it. And I can't wait for him to say, you know what, I was somewhere singing and it just looked like something else was coming. The song didn't even go the way it's supposed to go. That's how God operates, and that's what he's going to do. And I thank him for giving me that, the overflow of worship.
My God.
And so I thank God because I really believe that it's happening now. God is doing something right now. And I just thank him for you, Philip. I thank him for you, Shagun. I thank you. I thank God for you, Rayshon. I'm telling you, it's just, I feel like I've been knowing Shagun for life. I mean, that's how it feels when God connects people. I feel like I've been knowing him for years. And but that's how God does when he puts, you know, you all in unity of people, you know, like on that page, Unstoppable Fireball Warriors, you're now added to that, Shagun. So you're welcome to go on that page and post up. I tried to put you on there for the last few days. For some reason, your name wasn't showing up, but it showed up tonight. So I thank God. I don't know why it acts up like that. But you can go on there and post your videos and links and keep people informed what's going on. On that page. And you can also let them know. And I also want to let someone know again to contact Philip George in Maryland. You will see his name pop up on the Facebook. You may be his friend on the Facebook, or you can contact me if you want to want him for a program, whether it's in the countries or here in the States. He's going to be in the States, I think, towards the middle part, maybe,
yeah,
I think, of October.
That's right.
Yeah, so if you want him, speak quick. Leave a message, something, saying, hey, I want this brother to come. And so I'm praying, brother, that you will have some wonderful surprises, that God will surprise you with a phone call. I really am praying. You know, we ain't trying to steal you from Nigeria now, but we know you got to go there at some point, but you know what I'm saying. But I, what I'm hearing, this needs to be heard in the States. It needs to be heard over somewhere else in Canada. You know what I'm saying? It needs to be heard. I'm seriously. This needs to be heard. And I told the Lord, if I have to play a part of this, you know, Lord, if you want to use me to do this or you want to use me, and this is not just for you, but I'm talking about all the people that music that I play on here. This stuff needs to be heard. Seriously, especially a lot of the artists there in Africa and in the UK and, you know, in Australia and Ethiopia, it's time to come up out of there. Seriously, it's time for travel, and I've been praying that God will surprise y'all. Seriously, even those that's listening in now, maybe you may say, well, I can't go anywhere. I'm never going to move because I've been applying for passports and visas, and it just ain't going on. They keep turning me down. I'm telling y'all, you better stop that pity party with yourself. Get up, apply again, because God, hallelujah, is going to do it. He's going to do it. Because you ain't got all this fire in you just to be heard in Africa. But this stuff got to come out in America. It's got to be heard in Italy. It's got to be heard in Greece and Switzerland and Hong Kong. It's got to be heard. Souls are dying. Souls are in bondage. And what y'all carry in y'all tellies is some straight up fire. And that fire got to go and travel on to set others on fire. And then they take the fire and it just ignite and ignite and ignite. And so I get amped up as y'all hear. I'm just so amped up when I talk about that because so many artists out there are saying they give up because they've applied for the visa. I feel like this. How many times they turned you down, the many times you go back. And every time you go back, if they turned you down five times, go five more times. I guarantee you that as you keep praying and giving God glory, one of them times you're going to go and you're going to get a surprise and they're going to say yes because they're going to get tired of seeing you.
Amen.
They're going to get tired of seeing your face, and they're going to say, let me give this brother, let me give his sister the visa for real because I'm tired of seeing them come. And then you gonna have to, and when you get these visas, don't worry about where the money. is going to come. So many people get the visa and say, wow, I got the visa, but now I need, if he blessed with the visa, he's going to bless for your destination, and he's going to bless the finances to get to the destination. And then also you need to be praising him that you will be flying first class. So we thank God for that. I believe God is about to do something, and that's why it's such a fight. That's why it's such a fight with ourselves and with situations, because of the simple fact God has wonderful things for us. Mm-hmm. And we're and the spirit of the enemy wants to keep us at a standstill point, to have us feel that we're not moving, that this is it. No, it ain't it. We're going to continue on moving. And as our brother there, King ONJ, got a song there in Nigeria saying, I'm going far. We are going far. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So I had to speak that over the nations today, because people are feeling like, I'm in Ethiopia, I'm in Cameroon, it's just not going to happen for me. My brothers and sisters are there in America, they're there in Italy, they're there here and there, but I'm not moving. That is the lie of the devil. God has given us a promise, and he also given us the word when he said, whatever we want and whatever we desire, he said to ask him. And we got to believe what we ask. And when we believe it, we will receive it. We got to believe. That's the key word tonight. Believe in what you ask, and God is going to bring it to pass. I believe it. It may not happen today. It may not happen in the beginning of next year. But before you leave this earth, it's going to happen. I believe that. And I thank God for y'all. And I believe that this music is not just heard for a reason. It's heard more than just on the Angels of Melody. It's going to go beyond this radio. But I believe that God is going to open mighty doors for everyone that's in this system from A to Z. No, and it may seem impossible. Somebody might be saying, "Now, well, I don't feel it. I don't think it's going to happen." If you keep saying you don't know and you don't see it, then it's not going to come to pass. You cannot speak death over a situation that you want life to be in. Life cannot live through that. When you want life to come up and be uprooted, then you got to speak life over what's dead. You know what I'm saying? You got to speak something that you feel that's not going to break. Like me, I felt that pain tonight. But I said, I'm going to get on radio. I'm going to get on here tonight. I spoke that. Had I would have laid there and spoke death to myself, so to speak, to say, well, I'm not going to move tonight. I'm just not getting well. I'm just not going to be on. Do you know I will be back in emergency? Because why? I spoke that thing over myself, that negative talk. But as I'm speaking it, I am good. I am okay. I'm feeling better. My body will line up in Jesus' name in saying that. So that's what I want all the artists out there to do. Stop speaking death to your situation. Start speaking life to yourself. Speak life to that situation. Speak life as you go and apply for that visa. Speak life. And speak life in your pocket, in your purses, whatever. Speak life and say, I thank you, God, for money. I thank you for being in wealth. I thank you for traveling. I thank you for moving up out of here. I thank you, Lord, for my music not only being heard on the Angels of Melody, but it's going to be seen on TV. Yes, I said TV. God is going to bless. I want y'all to pray with me, because I've seen it and I know God is going to do it. But I see a 24-hour show going on radio. Not only on radio, but I'm seeing it happen on TV. Not only will y'all songs be heard on the radio, but I'm praying that God will let the videos that y'all have be seen 24 hours a day here in America. And all over the world. I believe God is going to do it. He's going to bless with the finances, and he's going to open up the door, and he's going to give partnership, and he's going to bless people to say, I want to be a part of this vision. We praying for some millionaires and some billionaires to come forth in Jesus' name and bring it forth and say, hey, this is what I want to do. I think that's a great thing. Can you imagine, Shaker? Can you imagine Rayshawn and Phillip? And I'm going to say this real brief, and then we're going to go over to your music. But can y'all imagine a station here in America? You know, we see TVN. We see all these other places of the Word Network and all these other places. Can you imagine it saying Voices of the Nation 24 hours? Can you imagine that? And they say, now we're coming live from Nigeria. And they're seeing all the artists that's part of this program, music and videos are being seen. And then let's say that's an hour, a program. And then they say, now we're going over in Ghana, And then you can see videos here in America now, but it's not only being seen in America, but it's being seen in Israel. It's being seen over in Egypt somewhere, wherever, in a far land, over in the Philippines. And they're seeing y'all videos playing 24 hours a day. We're seeing what's going over in Pakistan, how they're baptizing people, and people are coming up out the water filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. Wouldn't that be something?
Oh,
I can see it happening, and I know God is going to bring it to pass because we are at the end time. I'm serious. And people all over the world need to not only see, hear the word, but they need to see this happen. And I thank God y'all have it going on. I'm telling you, my hats, thumbs up to you all. Tonight, I think I done said enough. But that was in me to say because I know that the nations are crying out. I hear your cries at night. I hear you in the daytime. And I'm steady praying for the nations. God, do this and do that. And the Lord let me know that this is the overflow. God is doing something, and he's moving in a miraculous way, and that there is going to be great testimony, and that in the end, he's going to be glorified because y'all are going to know that God did it. You're not going to be able to say Tanya did it or John did it, but you're going to say God did this thing. I know it was him. I was sitting here in my country this day, and then I heard that I was going over in this land on this day. God is going to do it. That's the kind of God we serve. He's full of surprises. We don't know when and we don't know where, but we know that he is full of surprises. So I just thank God. Shagan, you got anything you want to say before we get blasted out by your worship tonight?
I just want to say that all you've been saying is a confirmation of things that I've been hearing before now. You know, sometimes you sit down in your quiet time and you're wondering, you know, when there'll be a change, when there'll be a shift, you know, when there'll be a mighty move of God. And like Philip was saying the other time, Minister Philip was saying the other time, God is doing something through worship in these last days. And we need to be sensitive because as the music goes forth, the presence of God will you know, go around the nations of the world and touch people's lives. People are going through a lot of stuff right now, you know, the recession and everything. But I see that as we worship God some more, as we lift the name of the Most High, the Bible says that, you know, if I be lifted up, that's what God said. He said, I will draw men to myself. It means that God is getting ready to be lifted up to the highest heights. And when he is lifted, indeed, people will be lifted. They will be drawn to him. And the presence of God will be so strong in the world that situations will literally turn around. So I believe, God, that tonight, I mean, it's a connection of great people. I bless God for Brother Rashawn. I bless God for Brother Philip. I bless God for your life. And I just know that everybody listening out there right now, you know, something is indeed getting ready to happen in our lives. Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen. Anything else, Rashawn, you want to say before we go forth?
Yeah, I just want to say, just going along with that, you know, a lot of people are attracted to the glitz of the church. A lot of people are attracted to the titles. A lot of people are attracted to the screaming. But it's the Spirit of God that changes lives. It's the Spirit of God that will change you, that will keep you, that will have you look at a situation or your circumstances different. And I just want to say, people, allow the Holy Spirit to really move you and to change you, to make you over, and to, you know, allow you to be who God ordained you to be. You're not just living, but you have to live in the ordinance. You have to live in the plans and the purposes that God has for your life. And the Spirit of God will do that for you. The Spirit of God will tell you things that you don't know. The Spirit of God will give you peace
right.
that passes all understanding. And, you know, you may be in a situation right now and you don't understand how in the world am I going through this, God? But it says that God gives the peace that passes all understanding. That means your mind can't comprehend it. That means that people are looking at you funny because you're still praising God, even though you may be going through a trial, even though you're going through this hard, tough situation, but you're still able to praise God, you're still able to worship God, and that's that peace that passes all understanding. Because when you know God, you're going to praise him regardless of what you're going through. You're going to praise him regardless of how the situation looks. So I just want to encourage everyone, even myself, to let's keep praising God regardless of our lives and allow the Spirit to move in our lives.
That's right. I had myself in that pot, too. Yes. Amen. I know that's right. Philip, you want to say anything before we go into this worship?
I know my two brothers just said it all. I just want to encourage someone out there. Don't stop praising God. Don't stop. Don't stop praising God. I shared something with you the other day, Tanya, and said, James Fortune sang a song, and the title of the song says, "It Could Have Been Worse." And he shared a testimony before he sang the song of how, you know, he met the brother in the parking lot and said the brother had gotten into an accident, lost his car, and lost a couple of things. And he said it was upset. But James said to him, he said, "The very reason that you're still here means that God loves you so much, because it could have been worse. It could have been something different. So it's time to put on your dancing shoes. It's time to put on the spirit of worship and worship him in spite of him in spite of anything you're going through. Worship him and praise him in spite of praising him in advance for the things that he's getting ready to do for the next level." And as praise and worship leaders, just want to encourage you out there that you just try as much as you can to stay humble. Stay humble. Stay humble.
Yes.
Stay humble. And let's take the people of God into the place of worship, because that's what we were originally created for anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Stay blessed.
Amen.
Somebody. Amen.
That's right. That's right. Well, all right then. I guess we ready to be set on fire now.
That's right.
I guess we ready now. We've been talking about the fire falling. We ready now. I'm telling you, this music here, it takes you to a place, Rayshon. I'm telling you, when I heard our brother, and you know what's so funny? I've seen his name on YouTube before and never played it. You know how you see different names of different artists, and I've seen it. That, and it's so funny because, you know, it's just like God had brought a flashback. Now, I've seen this video, you know, videos. I've seen his name before, but I never clicked on to see who he was. And then here it is, for some time after that, here it is, you connected to the person where you feel like, man, I saw their name before, but I didn't know who he was. And here it is, you know, I met him through our brother Philip. And here we are today. So I just thank God. You know, I sit back and I say, well, I wish I could have seen him then. But God got a timing. And that's just how I have to see it. You know, God has a timing. If it was meant for then, it would have happened then. But it happened now while he's still here. And that's what I thank God for, that I can actually say I've had the opportunity to have him on the program. And I'm praying we can see him face-to-face before he leaves. You know, I'm really praying for that. But I'm just honored to even be able to speak with him and to have him on the program and to be able to play his music, you know what I'm saying, around the world. And it's so encouraging when I see all these people leaving me messages about him. And I was like, wow, you know, ooh, your name carries a good name. And we thank God for that, because, you know, some artists you can post up, people don't be responding. But when you get a person that you can post up and say they're going to be on my program, and you got people saying, please tell him this and tell him that, and I remember him here and I remember him. And then one of our brothers, Somnus Haykay, said to tell you on your way home, fly to South Africa. And then he put laugh out loud at the end. But, you know, when you see people like that and you hear people say, oh, he's the bomb, tell him we love him. That's an awesome thing. You know, that I'm serious. And when you get to hear some bad reports, then that's when you go to worrying. Like, oh, my gosh, should I have him on the pro? Everybody talking about he this and he that. But I've heard nothing but great things about you, brother, tonight. And I thank God. I'm telling you, people in South Africa know you.
Wow.
They were saying, you know, sending messages in South Africa and Nigeria. It was just flooding with messages, you know, of different people saying to tell you hi. And they listening in. One brother said he's normally sleep around this time of night. He said, but I'm staying awake to hear him because he's awesome. And I was wow, you know. So I thank God for you. And I thank God he's doing a work in us all. And I just thank him for how he's continuing to move in us all. And so right now, I'm gonna put y'all on hold, and we're gonna. I'm so overwhelmed. I ain't even played this yet, and I'm just excited. I feel like I'm at a concert. But you ready, Rayshawn? If you, now you the worship man now. Our brother, he love worship, so hey, you on the right program tonight. You won't be hearing no booking. You ain't hearing that right now. So
I'm ready.
All right. So what we're gonna do, we're gonna play worship medley first. And then we're gonna go straight into the worship medley too. And then we're gonna come back and we're gonna have words, because I'm looking at the time. I wanna go ahead and have time for both. So instead of stopping one and then talking, how about we talk after both have played? So I'm doing them back to back. So really we're gonna be hearing one and two right after one another. Is that all right with y'all?
That's beautiful.
And I know, yeah. Philip, if I don't see you online, I know that you had to go into service, so I know that.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm about to get into worship, into prison worship in about 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, I want to say God bless you then before you go off, and just let you know I appreciate you calling in, and I look forward to you being back on with me again. Sorry. We just thank God for you. And so right now I'm going to put y'all on hold, and then right after the worship music has ended, then I'm going to click back on the lines to our guests. So all of y'all tonight, whatever you are going through, seriously, whatever is troubling you tonight, whatever situation you feel like you can't get out of, I want you to just close your eyes right now. Now, if you're driving, please don't close your eyes. We don't want you crashing, you know, but just get your mind put on the Lord. But if you land in your bed, or those of you sitting up and you just, you know, sitting up in your living room or wherever you may be, just close your eyes and just empty out whatever's been troubling you and set your mind on Christ, not on me, not on Shayna, not on Philip, not on Rayshawn, but set your mind on Christ tonight. And as you listen to this worship, I'm going to call it worship nonstop for a minute, a nonstop time of worship. As you hear this music, I want you to begin to praise God for you already out of what you're going through. Praise him like you. I'm serious. Give him a shout. Begin to praise God and say, Lord, I thank you that in this midnight hour that things have just changed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, things have just changed. I want you to get focused on tonight and begin to thank God that your situation is now changing. And as he said in the song, you still standing no matter what we have went through. We still here. And that's the thing of giving God the glory. When that situation wanted to kill us and destroy us, God's hands was up on us. And he let us know that we have a life in him and that we will live and we will not die. And I thank him. So get your mind focused on tonight. And I guarantee you, when you focus on the Lord tonight, listen to the words of this worship, you will not be the same. And we'll be back in a few minutes. We will be back.
Lift your hands if you love him right now. Come on, wherever you are, just lift your hands. Shalababosta. Do you love him? I want to hear you. If you were told to give everything you have, will you do that for his love? Can I get a witness in here tonight? I'm crazy about Jesus tonight. Nothing can satisfy like Jesus. Not cocaine, not heroin, nothing. But the presence of Jesus. Marababosta.
Think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me. My soul, my sanctified soul, give God glory. I just want to worship him. Oh, yeah. We will worship the maker of all things, almighty God, to you our voices sing. Hallowed be your name.
Your name.
Let's go to the phone lines. I'm just speechless. I don't even know what to say now. I don't know what to say, but say hallelujah. That's my. I got y'all mics back on, brother. I'm telling you, that was hot. You got to singing in that language. I was like, woo. Hey, I love to hear that. I'm serious. It just be awesome. Ray Shine, what do you think? What would you say to this worship? All that what you heard?
All I can say is wow.
You say that's all you can say? You say that's
wow.
All you can say to? Yes. I'm telling you. I know you would be banging that in your car, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, and I do want to say, dude, I so heard like a little Kirk Franklin in there. I'm like, do you hear him? I'm telling you, if I didn't know any better, I would have thought you had Kirk Franklin on your tracks.
Wow. Now, you know who he sounded a little bit like? A little bit Dietrich Haddon when he did Still Standing. You can hear it. You can hear it a little bit. I'm gonna see a prophetess hat and call in tomorrow. I wanted to hear this. I couldn't get a hold to her today. She was in the meeting, but I'm gonna see. She got to hear this. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. It's awesome. When he got the singing off into that language, that took me in another land. Seriously, I'm like, wow, where are we at now in Israel? Or where are we at, Jerusalem? I mean, it will have you gone that far in worship where it's just nothing around you matter. That's why when before I played it, I was telling the people, focus on Christ. Don't focus on your problem. Don't get that out of your head. Just close your eyes and you know what I'm saying, and just be focused and just begin to give God glory that he's bringing them up out where they, you know, where they at.
Yeah.
And so I thank God for that. I thank him.
Glory to God. I'm just
so
excited.
So, Rayshon, you just lost the words, right?
I'm just so excited tonight. You know, God is just awesome, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's awesome.
Yeah.
God is awesome.
God is awesome.
Wow, it's like everybody done got quiet. Shagan, you ain't saying a word. You like just laid back.
You know how it is when you listen to your work, I mean, something that God gave to you, and that's where you know that it's not you. It is really God, because, you know, the work you do, I mean, for it to bless you some time later after you've done it. I recorded that about 4 or 5 years ago, you know, and I just put it on YouTube. I was like, okay. I mean, let it bless somebody. And I didn't really look at it like a project, you know. It wasn't like I was trying to do another album project or something. It was just, you know, I just wanted to connect to God that day. And I got in the studio and I told the engineer and, you know, the producer, I said, hey, I feel like just praising God, but I want to record it. You know, I said, let's just go and, you know, just push the button, record it, and just, you know, let's go. And, you know, all the background voices and everything, I did everything. I mean, I had my voice on the background all through, and I did the lead. And it was just, I mean, I just knew that God walked in the studio that day, and he just took me and said, hey, boy, worship me. And look at it today. After about 4 or 5 years of doing that, I mean, I'm so awed to know that, you know, people are listening to this all over the world. And all I can say to God is, you know, glory to you, Lord. I thank you for everything. It's all about Jesus. It's not about me, you know, and I give him the praise.
Amen. I'm telling you, I thank God for you, and it's just, like I said, it's just awesome. Just awesome. He's good. And I don't even know what to say. That's what I'm saying. I'm about speechless myself. I'm just, we got Caleb on the line now. Wait a minute. Let's see. He done came back. And we done played the last time. Caleb, you there?
I'm here.
Did you hear anything? Did you hear any music of his? It just went off.
I heard I Love to Worship You. Is that one of his?
Oh no, you caught it at the very beginning. Oh my God.
Wow.
Let me give him a little something, y'all. He got to hear this because he called in, and let us give him a couple of minutes of the worship melody. Caleb, I'm going to put y'all on hold. Listen to this brother worship melody. I'm doing it again because you had called back, and I knew that you said you had to go off. You didn't get a chance to hear him. You heard the winner of the first place from the top 12 countdown. That's what you heard. Shagan hadn't even spoke yet. So
okay.
I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm just going to play right now one of the worship that he did. And then I'm going to come right back. I'm going to play a little of each. I'll stop one and play a little of each song, and that way you can hear it. So, Shagan and y'all, I'm going to be right back. Y'all, we just going to do like 1 minute of each song so our other brother can hear what he missed out tonight.
When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul just want to worship him. Oh, yeah. We will worship the maker of all things, almighty God, to you our voices sing. Hallowed be your name.
Put it on speaker. I forgot we was on your show for a minute. I was like, wait a minute.
It put me at peace real quick. And that's our dear brother, Shagan. This is Caleb Foster. I call him out. He's my other guy brother as well. And also, he is the station manager of 1440 AM WDRJ here in Detroit, Michigan.
Brother Caleb, it's a blessing. It's a pleasure to meet you. And thank you so much for being on air with us. Welcome.
You know, I don't even think we could play that on the air. Folks will forget they're driving and cause all kind of problems. Because I swear I forgot we was on your show.
I know, because when I said, Caleb, what you think, he was sounding like, why are you here? Like, why are you speaking to me right now? Because it got
That's good. Good stuff.
But you the one was gone all that time. We done played a mini concert of his. We done had 1, 2, 3, 4. We done heard about, I want to say, a half an hour worth of songs from him. All
wow.
together, it would add up if we just did it straight. Yes. Maybe
well,
a little longer.
I'm going to have to tune in next time that you play that because that's some good stuff.
Oh, well, you'll hear it. You'll hear it tomorrow because I'm going to be on in the morning. So you'll be able
okay.
to call in because I want to kind of get it out here. You know, the people that hear it here in the city and you know, maybe you can play some at the station down there. It's awesome. One of those songs I told him, I heard a Little Dietrich, and that was in Still Standing. I heard a Little Dietrich in that. And then I heard a little Kirk Franklin. Is that the part you were talking about, Rayshon, at the very beginning of the song when he was like, say, he did that holler like, I'm
man.
Like, all right.
yeah.
Like, all right. We got the Kirkland Franklin on here and.
Uh-oh.
Everybody laugh when I say Kirk Franklin's name like that. I say Kirkland.
Kirkland.
But,
my God.
But we thank God. What did you think, Caleb, of that, what you heard? I call it like a little snippet that I played. What do you think about that?
It put me at peace real quickly. I kind of got lost in what was going on and kind of zoned into it. That's why I literally forgot that we was on your show.
Wow,
yeah, that was
how
a good
he serenade the Lord when he come on. He come
yeah.
on. Let me hear. Let me let y'all hear this one more time. It's at the very beginning. You know, I had to think about Deacon Hammer. But listen to the very beginning. You know when he was serenading. Y'all gonna hear what I'm talking about. Here we go. Listen. He was ready. He said, "Oh, yeah. It was going down."
Lord,
all we needed was Deacon Hammond to come behind him and say, "I just love."
Oh,
I'm stomach hurting. I'm up there holding my stomach.
I don't even want to go.
But I ain't never heard nobody start off a song like that. Can't nobody do it like Shaker. Because he was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, wow. What a way to bring on in the serenade.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
We thank God. This is where I call it the after party. We just went into the after party now. And what
so
I mean by that
a
is
collaboration with him and Deacon Hammer.
Oh my God, it would be something, wouldn't it? The concert, because you what we're talking about. Because Shay got probably lost for a minute. Like what they talking about? There's a brother
yeah,
here
yeah.
in Detroit, right?
He's
known
it.
For serenading the Lord, right? So when he sings
wow.
his songs, he sound like sexy at the very beginning. That's what we laughing at because he always say, "I just." What's his favorite word, Caleb?
I love to serenade the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah, he'd be like,
God,
I just love the serenade. And the way he'd be moving and going, you know, we all laugh. We'd be like, oh, wow. You know, he really sings it up for real. And so when I first heard that and you was like, oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, he ready to bring it on in now.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Well, we thank God. We thank God for you. I'm telling you, that was just awesome. Which one was it, Caleb, that you heard that you liked?
All of them.
What song was it, Caleb? Do you remember the first one or the second? Which one?
All of them.
Okay, now, Rayshawn, which one?
I can't even choose. I mean, yeah.
Now y'all see how I feel. I don't know what's what. Well, we're going to have to let Caleb listen to one because he was not on. He really had to go, and he wanted to listen. So what song, Caleb, would it be Still Standing? Do you remember which one I played?
Which one was that last one?
Yeah, that was Still Standing right there.
Yeah,
Still
that's
Standing is the one that you heard.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you hear Still Standing, and then we're going to come right back. I'm going to let you go ahead and hear that.
Well, I got to run again because I'm getting ready to run it in another spot, so I ain't even going to be able to listen to it.
Oh, wow. So, well, you'll be able to call in tomorrow, right?
Yep. You hear I got Winer next to me, so I got to run.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, well, we'll do it tomorrow. You'll be able to hear it tomorrow when I come on.
Okay.
All right, then. God bless you.
All right. All y'all have a good evening.
Yeah, thanks, man.
All right. Okay. So, Shagan,
God bless you.
Tonight was an awesome night. I'm telling you, it was awesome, Rayshawn. I enjoyed myself tonight.
Awesome.
It was awesome. I'm telling you, we didn't get a chance to get with the other music. That's okay. We'll do it tomorrow. But tonight, really, I wanted it to be based on not only just the other people, but I wanted to try to get him heard on tonight so everybody was listening in. And everybody enjoyed themselves. They were blessed by this broadcast.
Wow. What a night. What a beautiful night.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Praise God.
Yeah, so we just said I'm speechless, God, for what, he is doing in this hour. And, we just thank God for what he's doing. And like I said, people were listening in. They were tweeting it, putting it on the Twitter, and other people were sharing it on the Twitter. So, I mean, it was just awesome, and I just look forward to playing. I'm going to be on in the morning. I don't know what you're doing in the morning, but I'm going to see if Prophetess will be able to call in. I think that's the best time for her to call in the morning. I'm going to call her tonight and see if she can call in the morning. And we'll be on in the morning because I know she's going to want to talk to you. I know she's going to – everybody that come here from out of town, I connect them with her. And I know she's going to want to talk to you and hear the music and everything, and it's just going to be awesome. We don't know what God is going to do. But I know that he's up to something.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. That'll be a great honor to talk to the prophetess herself. I'm so blessed tonight, to be on your show and, all this love that I'm getting tonight. I say glory to God. It's all about him, and we ascribe all praise to him. I'm just excited. What a night. I'm excited. Glory to God.
Rayshawn, would you like to say anything?
Well, I love you both, and praise God, all honor to God. He's so awesome. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's all I
is. Yes, he is. So you excited, huh? I know that's right. Yeah, like I said, I've been tweeting and putting it out there that we're on, so I know tomorrow I will be on in the morning, and I am going to be playing the music and posting up and everything. So I'm going to be mixing it with the other artists' music. Like I play one, play some more of the artists, and I come back to another. That's how I'm going to do it. But all of your songs will be heard tomorrow. Because I know people was enjoying it. And there were some people tonight that were saying that they will listen to the link tomorrow because it's kind of late in certain parts of the, parts of Africa. Some places were like 3 in the morning. 2 in the morning, and a lot of them got to go to work. So they was like, we'll tune in, tomorrow we'll listen in. So I want to be able to play the music. I let them know already that they can click on this same link tonight, tomorrow, because the programs are never erased. So that's the good part about it. If someone missed this broadcast, if you want to reshare the link, you can on your page. and just let the people know if they miss tonight, they can click on when they wake up or whatever sometime tomorrow, and they will be able to hear tonight's broadcast. But tomorrow morning will be a new link. It will be another link for tomorrow's broadcast. And so I know a lot of the people that go to work, they listen in live from work. A lot of them do. They call in. They have their phones on mute. So a lot of them listen in through the link on Facebook, and they just have the phone lines, you know, they be on listening in from work. A lot of them do. You know, they leave messages saying, I'm at work, but I'm listening in. So I know a lot of them that missed tonight will be on tomorrow.
Yes.
So,
powerful. That's powerful. We'll see how we can come together tomorrow. I was meant to be somewhere, but I can knock that off, you know, just to be part of the show tomorrow. So that's fine. We can work that out. That's a beautiful thing.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm normally on at 10:30, but I'm going to make it a little, I'll probably do it about 10. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure yet. It just depends on how I feel when I get up. That's one thing about this program. I can make my own schedule. And I like to stay on the same timing because the country's listening in every day the same time. But they know sometime I can be a little late coming on, and they know sometime I can be a little early. So I think maybe 10 to 12 or 10:30 to 12:30. I have to decide that. But I do know I will be on in the morning. I won't be on tomorrow night, but I will be on. Because what I'm doing is taking it a day at a time. I'm not trying to overdo myself, you know. So I want to, you know, not try to be two times in one day and going every day again, because I know right now I can't do that right now.
Yeah.
So, but I will be on definitely tomorrow morning. I do know that. And you, like I said, your music is going to be heard, and it's going to be lots more people listening in also, because a lot of them listen in through their jobs. And I know, you know, this time of night, they're asleep, you know, a lot of them. But we had a lot of folks listening tonight is what I'm saying, but a lot of the other people that I know listening in regularly, they so used to listening in the daytime, and they normally listen to the nighttime the next day at work. You know, after we get off our live show, they'll say, well, I'm going to tune in to the other link. And, you know, I just thank God because many were blessed tonight, and I know I was blessed, and we all were blessed by what God is doing in your life. And so in saying that, Rayshawn, you have any last words?
No, it was definitely a pleasure meeting you, my brother. You're a blessing. And, yeah, I just speak blessings over you as you continue to seek after the Lord and his righteousness and just everything that he has in store for you. I'm excited for you, and I'm excited to see what God is going to do through you and for you and, you know, how he's going to use you. So I'm blessed. I've been blessed tonight by meeting you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Wow. That's Amen. Shagun, what would you like to say? Because we're going to end off in Still Standing. We're going to go off with that song.
Wow. First of all, I think you got me all emotional tonight because, you know, I'm just so excited. You know, I'm blown away that, you know, such love, you know, such outpour of favor, you know. I'm so blessed to be on this this show, this great show tonight. Brother Rayshawn, I really know that you're going to be a brother of destiny at some point when we meet. You know, we gotta do a lot of things together because I heard you shoot videos and stuff. So I know that we're going to connect at some point and, you know, do stuff together because I love your spirit. Even though I met you before, you know, it was not
me.
I can say that, you know, I feel there's a strong presence upon you. And I know that I have a lot to do with you, like a lot of work to do, you know, behind the scenes, to push out great, great, great works, you know, in the nearest future. Angel, you know so much, and I really appreciate this. I mean, words are not enough to say thank you for what you've done tonight. And you don't know what this means. This is like another level for me. It's another dimension, actually. You know, I see great things happening for all of us. You know, this show was not just an ordinary show. It was actually a show, you know, that has taken all of us to another dimension.
Yeah.
God. And to everybody listening,
that's right.
I just want to say thank you so much for listening in. and the best is yet to come. Keep praying for me. You know, like I always say, it's not by power. And I always say ability minus availability is equal to disability. I'll say that again. Ability minus availability is equal to disability. In other words, if God has given you a talent, a gift, work it, polish it, dust it up, the world is waiting for you, and it will happen in Jesus'
name. That's right.
Amen.
Wow, that's deep. Now that was deep. For real.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yes, that was. I know you said the same thing. You like, wow. You know what's so good about the Lord? You know, it's like right now, I just feel such a spirit of peace.
Yeah.
You know, where I can just lay down, just eat, you know, eat in the natural because, you know, you got to take medicine, so you got to eat, you know, and just lay back in my bed and just be at ease. You know, I thank God that he lifted up that feeling that I had early because I was messed up. And you know, Rayshawn, I don't stop you from coming back. You know, but if I'm feeling bad, you know, and I'm talking about no, you know, I ain't feeling up to it, something wrong. I pressed my way on this radio. I knew I could not cancel this. I just knew it. I said, if I have to lean over the computer, we going on because I know God is going to give me some strength. At some point, he's going to give me strength, and I thank him that he strengthened me right before this program. He always doing it, and I just thank him. You know, for that. That's why I tell the people, they've been saying, how you been recovering? I'm like, you know, God is my nurse and he's my doctor, and I don't know how I'm doing it. My kids, yes, they helping me, and my family, you know, they helping me and everything. But you know what I'm saying? When it comes to when they sleep at night and ain't nobody around me, and I just start feeling bad, you know what I'm saying? Or I'm real sore, I feel like I can't barely walk, you know, I just go to humming out to God saying, Lord, help me. You know, help me, God. And he does it every time. He does it every time. I have to say it, you know, he really helps me. Like last night, I had a hard time getting sleep, a hard time, but I just laid there like, God, just help me get some rest. I'm just so tired. Why am I going through this? You know, I'm just laying there. And before I knew it, it was almost like he just gave me an anesthesia or something. I was just gone. You know, when I woke up, I couldn't even tell you when I went to sleep. And so I'm saying that as a testimony, just giving God glory that he is with us. We are not alone. You know what I'm saying? He's with us, and what we need him to do, he will do it. You know, and I thank God that I didn't have to wake up my daughter in the midnight hour and say, hey, can you bring me this and can you do this? But God gave me strength to do what needed to be done, and I thank him for that. I thank him for giving me the rest that he did, even earlier today when I felt bad. But, you know, he just touched my body. And I just thank him, you know, for that. I really do. I thank him. And when he gives me the rest, I know it's time to rest because I know if I don't move, I know he's giving me stay down, stay in rest. Don't, you know, overgo yourself. So that's why I didn't come on last night and I didn't come on this morning because I knew I had to take it easy. I'm not able to be going strong like I was just right up yet, 6 days a week, two times a day. When people hear that, they're like, my God, are you serious? You come on 2 times a day, 2 hours each, 6 days a week. You might as well say, really, I'm on the radio 7 days a week because I broadcast live from the ministry on Sundays. So it's a job, but I thank God that he gives me strength through it, and he gives me when to rest, and he gives me strength to come back on. And I just know in the end, you know, it's a done deal. God is going to bless like never before, and I just know I'm going to see the pay, you know, but I'm going to see it from the Lord. It's coming from him. Not, you know, I just thank God that he has an appointed time and he has the right time and he has the right people that he will send your way to be a blessing. So I just thank God for that. So in ending that, I just want to say God bless you, Rayshawn. Love you much. Thank God for you calling in tonight. I just knew that you would be blessed by this program when you called in because I know how you love worship, and I say you are the person that need to be on to hear these awesome songs that our brother singing. And I thank God for you, Shagan. I thank God for your life, and I thank God, like I said, I'm still praying and just praying that God will just open up more doors for you while you're here. You know what I'm saying? And so I just pray that happens.
Amen.
Amen.
So in saying that, I'm going to end this off. with your song, Still Standing. I'm going to go off. I got to go off with a song. I want to just go off like that. Go off with this song, Still Standing. And right after that's off, we're hanging up and we're done until tomorrow. And I just connect back with you after this, Shagun and Rayshawn. I hook up with y'all after this is over with or something. You know?
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, I just want to say God bless to everybody that has tuned in on tonight. Tune in on tomorrow. Links will be posted. And we just thank God for you all. And this is Still Standing. Just know that God loves you and the angel of melody loves you too. Have a blessed night.
Find my way.